"Time to meet the big guy," Parkaboy says quietly, smiling and offering her his arm, which she takes in an absurd flashback to prom night, and they walk forward together. "Peter," Big N says, "we've all heard you were the one who found her." He shakes Parkaboy's hand, then hugs and air kisses Case. "We've been very worried about you." He's roseate with some dire new energy she hasn't seen in him before. His dark forelock falls across his eyes. He tosses his head to throw it back, entirely too coltish for anyone's good, then turns to the man beside him. "André, this is Case Pollard, the woman who's brought us all together. You've already met Peter. Case, this is André Volkov." Displaying his white and worryingly numerous teeth. Case looks at Volkov and thinks immediately of Eichmann in the dock. A nondescript, balding man, an indeterminate middle age, gold glinting at the temples of his rimless glasses. He wears the sort of dark suit that rewards its expense primarily with a certain invisibility, a white shirt whose collar might be linen-finish porcelain, and a necktie of thick, lustrous, patternless silk, midnight blue. Volkov takes her hand. His touch is ritual and brief. "My English is poor," he says, "but I must tell you how sorry we are that you were treated so badly. I am sorry also," and here he turns to a young man Case realizes she recognizes from the squat behind Georgievsky, and continues in Russian. "He regrets that he is unable to join you now for dinner, but he has pressing engagements in Moscow," translates the young man, his bushy ginger hair a few shades lighter than Parkaboy's. He's wearing a suit as well, but one that looks as though he's rented it. Volkov says something more in Russian. "He says that Stella Volkova also apologizes for the discomfort you have so unnecessarily suffered, and that she would be here tonight, but as you know, her sister requires her in Moscow. Both the Volkovas look forward to your next visit upon your return to Moscow." "Thank you," Case says, noticing the neat, deep wedge missing from the upper curve of Volkov's right ear and hearing the doctor's shears cutting through the suede of the parka boots. "Goodbye, then," Volkov says. He turns to Big End and says something in what she guesses is quick and probably idiomatic French. "Goodbye," Case says automatically as he starts for the door, two young men in dark suits falling into step beside him. A third remains standing nearby until Volkov is out of sight, then follows.